Officials in Philadelphia are also anticipating the Trump administration with some concern. They've surveyed the federal funding the city relies on that could be affected by the new president's policies. WHYY's Dave Davies reports that while the city is not making contingency plans yet, some advocates think it should be.
Finance Director Rob Dubo asked Philadelphia departments to figure out how much city spending relies on money from Washington. The answer?
Maybe around 10% of overall spending.
Donald Trump has threatened to eliminate funding for so-called sanctuary cities like Philadelphia that don't routinely fulfill immigration detainer requests. And Dubo says there are worries about the impact of his policies on health, education, and infrastructure.
Some of the things they've said, are concerning, but until you actually see the administration come in and you see what legislation happens, you can't really say what's going to happen with specificity.
So Dubo says the city's taking a wait-and-see approach, not making contingency plans yet. Robert Field, a Drexel Health policy expert, says there's more to consider here than just federal funding streams for city services, such as the prospect of reversing the expansion of Medicaid under the Affordable Care Act.
If that rug were pulled out from people, you'd have a lot of people who are way too poor to buy health insurance, who don't have jobs that offer health insurance, and would have no way to get it. A lot of those people would need to go to city public health clinics because they wouldn't be able to afford private physicians.
Donna Cooper, Executive Director of Public Citizens for Children and Youth, says the city needs to think proactively about what might be coming from Washington.
I think it's important that there are preemptive messages that explain to the public what's at risk, so that the public can engage and make sure their elected officials, Senators Casey and Toomey, their House members, are protecting the city of Philadelphia.
Dubo says city officials will see what unfolds in the next couple of months. Dave Davies, WHYY News.